everyone. Actually, good morning, good evening, good day. Who knows what time of the day you're listening to this? It is just me this morning, and you're here with Keep Your Gin Up podcast, and I am Zana. Jess is actually stuck on Thursday Island at the moment and is in the middle of night shifts. And because we made this a two-parter, she wasn't able to be free to record the next intro. But I'm going to keep it pretty simple because this episode really speaks for itself. And if you have not yet listened, you must go to part one and listen to that first. I demand you to right now. If you don't want to and you really like breaking the rules, you can listen to this one, but you're going to miss out on some crucial things that happened in the first ep. We really hope you enjoy it. And Brandy is such a breath of fresh air to talk to. She is so enthusiastic. And really, we had such a great conversation with her, and then obviously had to make this into two parts because there was way too much to talk about. So this is another great episode for you. We've already had such good reviews. If you are loving our podcast, please give our podcast page a listen, our podcast page a follow on Instagram, Keep Your Gin Up Podcast, and also follow our podcast on Spotify. Click the little follow button and also the little bell so you know when our podcast is being released, and also you can follow along for all of our journeys. We love to see who is listening and where we're getting our feedback from. So that really would be amazing if you could do that for us, guys, and also give our page a like on Facebook as well while you're at it. Why not? Also, just a little reminder, we are having a divorce party in Brisbane on the 19th of March. It is my divorce party. It is basically a plan to get a giant group of women or men or people in general celebrating my divorce, but also just celebrating life in general, celebrating love and celebrating life, celebrating heartbreak, just celebrating how great and amazing life can be and the hurdles that it throws you. So you must wear your best wedding dress. You can find it at an op shop. You can find it at a store. It can just be any white dress. It can be something tacky. It can be something beautiful. It can be anything that you want it to be, whatever you feel like. Please come and join us for our divorce party pub crawl on the 19th of March. I will put the link in the show notes for our Facebook event. We're going to be ordering some sashes soon, some divorce party sashes. So if you want in on that, you're going to need to click the attending button. So you just go do it, okay? Just go do it. A little update on me is that I'm still stuck in isolation. However, I had my test yesterday and I can actually get out of isolation today, which is super exciting. And I can get back to Queensland and also go join Jess on Thursday Island, which is the plan for me to go on Sunday. By the time you're hearing this, it will be New Year's Eve. So I'm wishing you all a happy, happy new year. I'm really ready, as I'm sure as all of you are, to put 2021 behind us and head into 2022. Although there's some shit going on right now, it's going to be an amazing year and we need to put out those positive vibes and we all need to stick together. I know the world is looking pretty shit and miserable right now, but you've got us. We hope to get you through some of those shit parts and we hope that 2022 is better for all of us. We're going to be doing a year recap episode, which we're going to be releasing next Tuesday. So stay tuned for that one. It's going to be everything that we learned in 2021 and everything that we want to gain and all of our goals for 2022. So we really hope you enjoy this episode. It is a cracker and I literally cannot speak highly enough of it. Brandy is amazing. And yeah, sorry, it's just me today, but Jess is with us in spirit. She's alive, I promise, even though she's stuck in a cyclone. But anyway, we're going to get straight back into the episode. Without further ado, here is the rest of the episode, Exposed: Secrets of a Sex Worker. So what do you do and what do you not do? Like, what are your like do's and what do you don't do? Like, do you have any like kind of barriers or like definitely red flags? Like 100%, I don't do that.
Oh, like if a guy comes in asking for anal, he will be removed from the premises. Like mm-hmm. that's a whole thing. Absolutely not. No girl I have ever worked with has offered that. So wow. Yeah, as soon as I come into the brothel, if they ask that, like, and if the manager hears them asking, the manager will just simply take over and be like, so you need to leave, because you just don't know. If you take them back into the room, you don't know if they are going to slip on purpose. It can be a real thing. And yeah, I mean, that's one thing that obviously you do have to be careful of working in sex work in like any kind of category, is you have to be aware of like rapes do happen. So yeah, anal's definitely a massive red flag. I mean, you know, it could just be somebody, you know, just naively asking, maybe they've never tried it before, but like, yeah, unfortunately, if they get caught asking a girl, and we say, no, sorry, like nobody here will offer that. And then they ask the next girl, that's when the manager will step in.
Yeah.
If they ask and then, you know, they're just like an innocent looking kid and it's just like, oh, does anyone here like do anal? And it's like, oh, no, sorry. But like, you know, no one here does. And then they don't ask again. Like, it's probably nothing to worry about. But yeah, if it's like, you know, some fucking 48-year-old dude who just looks like trouble and he's going to ask everybody after being told a couple of times, like management will step in and remove them.
What about if they want anal sex performed on them? Like, do you do things like that where you have like toys and things?
Yeah. So, yeah, we actually like, we're allowed to offer whatever we like. And yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. I mean, I offer pegging and like a whole range of services for guys. Yeah, that's not a big deal. If they come in and they're mad subs, like that's even better. They're going to stay for like 4 hours. That's a party. Yeah. But yeah, so that's always a lot of fun.
What are some of the kinks, like the quirks and kinks that people come in with? Like, what are the interesting ones?
Oh, girl, you could throw tell anything at me, stories, and I could.
Brandy. Yeah, we need some good stories, Brandy.
Come on. Oh, I've got a couple. I guess the weirdest one that's happened in recent times is a guy came in and tried to fuck my armpit, and that just didn't work. It was hilarious. Bless his heart.
I've actually listened to a podcast before, and I think it was a Life Uncut podcast, and Laura, actually her ex-boyfriend, was trying to have sex with her knee, the back of her knee. Like, what the
fuck? That would be easier than armpit, believe me. Oh my god, at least you can like bend that.
Oh yeah, my god.
No, armpit, impossible.
To have sex with your armpit.
Yeah. So first of all, he wanted to like lick them and kiss them, and then oh god, then he sucked on one of them, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna pop a lip.
Oh mode. Like, god, no. Not.
Yeah, so I was like, stop right now. And then he kind of like moved over to the other one, and then yeah, he was like licking again, and then he got this spot that kind of felt like really good, and I was like, shit, do I have an armpit fetish? But like, no, I did not. It was all good. It was just like one of those moments where it kind of tickled, and I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, no, and then he just climbed up my body and basically, oh, I just put like all of his junk like in my face and was like, okay, can we go? And I was like, dude, you can try. And so yeah, like I kind of like had this whole like chicken wing sort of situation going on. And then he tried to fuck my armpit, went soft immediately. And then like because he was like on top of me, he just kind of like looked down. I just remember like his sad little face being like, oh, I don't think it's gonna work.
And I was like, yeah. Maybe he never had sex.
Oh, I get a lot of virgins, but I think this guy was just, I don't think he'd ever tried like any kind of fetish play before, because it took him like 20 minutes to tell me what the fetish was.
Right.
Interesting.
And then yeah, when he left, he was just like, if I come back, like could we try feet next time? And I was like, bro, that's gonna be so vanilla after armpit, but whatever you want. Wow. But yeah, he never came back.
God. Okay.
We need another one.
Come on, give us more.
God. Oh man. Like in what regard? I have so many
like fetishes. Foot fetishes, golden showers. It's
like not vanilla stuff, but like something that's a little extra.
Yeah, I've never done a golden shower, but I've certainly been asked, because there was one time when a guy came in and I was like he'd booked me for 2 hours and I was like, dude, I've really got to piss. And then like I just made like a little joke about like, you know, unless you want to pay for it. And he was like, oh, how much? And I was like, no, motherfucker, like I'm going to use a bathroom. So like, yeah, that was hectic. I've had like, oh, in the course. Okay, if we ignore the first couple of years, because that's some stuff that I did way back in the day, and I wasn't like as hectic as I am now. Probably in the last like maybe 5 years, I would say I've had like 20 people approach me about golden showers. I've never done it, and really? I never would, because I just don't think I could actually piss on a person, and I certainly wouldn't let anyone pee on me. That's gross.
So you wouldn't do it for like an extra 500, like just slip an extra
maybe like a grand. Maybe if I was really busting, and if I didn't particularly like the person, I could probably piss on a person I didn't like.
Okay.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. All right.
I'd have to be really, really busting though, because like I just don't like the idea of it. And then like, what, you're covered in my whiz? Like, now what am I going to do with you?
Are there a lot of people that like being like whipped or hit or like painful stimuli? Are there a lot of those?
There's not loads, but you do get the odd person. I've got like one repeat client who loves to be slapped, and I love mm-hmm. that. Love to slap a dude in the face. Like, who doesn't? Like we get a bit like, I mean, because I offer like BDSM. I don't want to advertise that I do like hardcore yeah. shit, because then you can you can get a lot of people that think that you're a sub when you're a dom, or that you're a dom when you're a sub. And like, I like to kind of play it up. I'm not really either. Definitely more of a dom, but yeah. I offer light BDSM, and then I've often got like my toys and stuff with me. And then, yeah, that can lead to like some porn star experience. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun.
Have you ever had someone or like anything that's come in and you haven't even thought of it being something that you'd like before, and then they request it and you do it and you're like, oh my God, I actually like really like that.
Oh, definitely the armpit sex. No, I'm joking. let me think. I mean, I've had like, honestly, like I'm not spoiled when it comes to like sex adventures with my partner. So
yeah,
there's really not a lot that I get thrown at me that I'm like, oh shit, I've never done that before. I'm just trying to think. I really like it. Like I've entertained like a lot of groups and like bachelor parties and stuff, and I love being center of attention, like 22 dudes in there, and I'm just like stripping and like, oh, just knowing that they're not allowed to touch me, and like I can crawl all over them but be like, yeah, hands off you bitches, like that's just fun. I really enjoy that. But like, but I've always known that I like, you know, performing and having an audience and stuff. It's the same for swingers parties. The few swinger parties that I've done, like I love performing with like another woman as well. Like I always feel so sensual when I'm performing with like another woman or maybe a couple of women. But I like having all those eyes on me. So I guess that's probably more of just like my own personal kink is just kind of being watched. I just, I like being like, you know, cheered on. And it's also really fun being recognized now in my work. Like when I walk into a room and people are like, fuck, it's Brandy. I'm just like, oh yeah. Like you bitches know me. So yeah, that's cool.
What about porn then? Like, would you ever like consider doing that? If that's like, or does that just not like pay you as much doing porn? Like, how does that work?
Porn can, not so much here. Maybe if I went into Sydney. I'm not like the biggest fan of sex workers and the way that they're treated in Sydney. Mm. So I'd probably avoid it. Honestly, it would depend on the director, producer, what the actual film was and what I'd be doing in it. Yeah, honestly, I'm not really two-faced about like who I'd be working with, because all the people that I know that have done porn are really, they're just sex workers. And then, you know, that's how you kind of get into it. Me, myself, I film myself with other girls and stuff for OnlyFans and Fansly and shit. So I guess it's not really like too far off from doing that. But, you know, they're cute little home movies and, you know, that's just kind of a giggle. I suppose, with porn, I've not really ever considered it career-wise, because I just don't think I would make as much as what I do now. So I guess it's the opportunity.
What does make you the most money?
Finances.
Oh my god, such a good idea. Probably exactly what I'm doing now. Working at the brothel. I am loving it. It is it's the best. Pays the bills and then some. Like it literally is paid for holidays, it's paid for like house renovations.
And what's your weekly income?
Oh, okay. So that depends on how many days a week I work. And also like just what's happening. Like I get so many of the new girls that come in, ask me like, what days are the busiest? And I'm like, oh girl, like, I don't know, like just whenever, like it can really, really change. At the moment we're busy because like work Christmas parties are happening around the city. So people are coming in. Like my brothel is located in a busy area of town, so it's awesome. Like if people's works are throwing functions, you know, some of the guys are getting loose and coming in for a party afterwards, so that's cool. But like honestly, some fucking Tuesday nights I'll go home with like $3,000 and it's like, well, I didn't see that coming. I thought I'd make like $900. Sometimes someone will come in and they just really like you. They will book you for an hour and then they'll be like, I don't want to leave. And they'll stay for 4 hours, they'll pay you for extras and you've just made like $3,000. Like it just sometimes happens. But
Other what is your hourly, what's your like hourly rate then? Is it like a base rate? And then if you do things on top, it's extra money on top of that or anything they can do in that hour?
Yeah, anything can happen. Like, honestly, anything. You don't get paid for like going to work because again, like you're not employed by them. Like you're not an mm-hmm. employee. You work there. So you go in, you can go in and go to sleep. Like, honestly, if nothing's happening and you're exhausted, you might just fall asleep. If someone comes in, you intro, or if someone sees that you're working and you've, you know, asked to be advertised, yeah, someone might log on to the website or see you on the internet and just be like, oh shit, she's working today, I'll go in and see her. Or they might just call up the place of work and ask who's on, and then they'll book you. Yeah, you might just be, you know, just not having a great night. I mean, sometimes I go in and I'm just not feeling it and I'll be like, oh, I'll do a couple of intros and, you know, I'm tired. I haven't slept. I'm just going to go home after a couple of hours and I'll walk out of there with like, just, you know, not as much as I was intending on making or, you know, yeah, sometimes life just gets the better of you. But yeah, no, for the most part, it's just however hard you work and however much you work.
So you're saying that like one night you can make $3,000. So like how could you, like how much would you make in an entire week? Like $10,000? Like what?
It depends on how much you work, but that could be it. You might just have that really fucking banging night and then work another two nights and just, what if no one comes in?
Yeah.
What if it's just dead? Like what if everyone's busy? Like what if, what if it's just a flat night? Or like what if it's another fucking banging night? Or like we do out calls as well. Like a lot of places will offer that. So like, you can go to people's places and that's all done through security and secure bookings as well. And like there's this massive check and blah, blah, blah. That's a whole other game. But yeah, like that's more expensive. And yeah, again, like what if they just like you and they decide to extend? Like that's another big pay packet. Or some guys are just flat broke and they'll book like an hour and then after that they'll want to extend but they just can't afford it, and then it's like, well, unfortunately you're not going to make any more money. So you cannot say, like when people ask you how much you're going to make, it is just, it's not reliable. If you're good at what you do, you'll make a lot of money. If you're, you know, up for anything, you'll make a lot of money. If you enjoy sex, you'll make a lot of money. If you are not sure about being a sex worker, my advice to you would be don't be a sex worker. If you don't think you'll enjoy it, you won't enjoy it. You know, Google your local brothel and find out how much it would cost for an hour to be with your local girls, because, I mean, we're all fucking fun. There's not one sex worker I've met that, like, I wouldn't have sex with. So
because you also don't get all of that money. You have to give, like, do you give a percentage to your like bosses as well?
So a percentage of it goes to the house, because being in a room is hectic. Like as much as it is your responsibility and you keep it nice and stuff, you've also got to think of your poor fucking manager who is on. Like sometimes on a weekend there will be 14 girls in the house, and that means every single person we see in our room afterwards, we think it's hard work. Like, you know, we're entertaining this guy and then they go and it is like, boom, back to work. We are stripping that bed. We are dousing everything down with antibacterial stuff, like sanitizer. We're hosing down the shower. We're giving the floors a quick wipe down. Then, you know, we're racing to the laundry room. We're grabbing new sheets. We're making the bed. We think that's hard work. Like our poor managers are washing like 14 girls worth of shit while also introducing the men and trying to pack new boxes and like clean out the boxes, because, you know, we're constantly running back. They're going like, hey, can we have some more condoms? Can we have some more lube? Like something's broken. Like a guy just did this. Like this is going on. Like our manager does not stop. We have one manager on at a time.
Wow.
And that shit gets hectic. They work hard.
Why would they not just want to become sex workers? Why are they doing that?
Oh, God, they've been sex workers. They're making bank. Yeah, like that's why as well. Like the other thing is like we've got to bond so hard with our managers. Like I know like it can be difficult on those like busy nights where you just can't sit out an intro. Like sometimes they're like, oh, you know, I need to take half an hour. And sometimes it's like, no, you got to just keep working because everyone is busy and like our poor managers are just like, hey, can you help me out? Like, yeah, it can get frustrating where you're just like, oh man, I wish this manager would get off my back. But then you think about how much they're doing and it's like, maybe I'll just go help them out. Like, fuck it. I'll just go out there for like one more intro before I take a break. Like, Yeah, it really, it can get exhausting. But
is it only cash or can they use their credit card? Or is it only cash so that, because I was wondering as well, like how you prove your income, like do you pay tax still or because it's cash, do you kind of just like, I don't know, how does that all work?
It's up to the girl. If you're obviously making a lot of money, I would say possibly like declare it because otherwise, you know, you're going to be depositing like $3,000 a week into your bank. And if you're trying to claim like Centrelink or other whatever there are out there, possibly that could flag up and maybe cause an issue. Like if someone's just suddenly like, hey, where are you getting this $3,000 from every week? Like that could be a bit sus.
Yeah.
But honestly, like it's up to you, I suppose. It's up to the individual. Like I know some girls who clear like 600 a week. Like if that were me, I probably wouldn't bother declaring it. I'd be like, what the fuck is that going to get me? So yeah, I'd maybe wait until I was earning a little bit more. That's kind of pocket money, I guess.
Because like superannuation as well, like you wouldn't, you know, be able to contribute into your super so that when you eventually retire, just like those long-term like goals as well financially.
Yeah, definitely. My advice would definitely be open up a savings that you do not touch and deposit into it when you can. Yeah, do that. Get like a locked bank account or I don't know, do something, but definitely like invest some money somewhere. That's, you know, like for when you are earning a higher amount, I would definitely say like girls, look at your finances, like don't drink it away. Don't snort it away. Don't party it away. Like, I mean, I'm old as fuck, so I'm not doing any of that stuff. So like, it's a bit different for me, I suppose. Like I'm definitely looking more towards like traveling and I want to adopt like, a bunch of fur babies. And yeah, so I guess it's a little bit different for me, but I would definitely advise that, like, I want to see the world when the world is finally open again. I don't know. I want to adopt like a bird soon. So I'm just kind of like looking at like medical vet bills and stuff. So that's my priorities. Probably a little bit different to a younger person, but.
Though it's like a legalized business, legalized career, you don't get paid super, like they don't have to pay you super. Cause I feel like, isn't that a legal requirement or are you not employed?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
No. So because the house, like the brothel, doesn't technically employ you, it is just a place for, say, like, if you're running like a small business and you want to rent out like an office space, that's basically what we're doing. We are independent contractors. We can work out of a space. It's no different to basically being, I mean, it's different as in like semantics, but if I was to go private and do this myself and advertise myself online, say, for example, I guess I could work out of my home or like a hotel room or something. I'm not going to expect the hotel to pay into my super because I'm making money and paying them to rent out their room. So when I'm working at the house, it's nice that the house cares so much about us. They could just be like, you know what, we're not going to hire security for you and we're not going to do, you know, take all the extra measures to keep you guys as safe as you are. But no, there's like a massive thing behind it that like, sex work is real work and these people just, they want to support us and they want to love us. And they really do in every sense of the word. They really do. They keep us going. They keep us strong. Without their love and support, we would not be like the fucking dynamite queens that we are, like, for real. So yeah, no, for real. So we owe them a lot. Like, so the fact that they're not paying us like, you know, a base rate to be in their house is not weird. Like it would be bizarre if they started just paying us to show up because we're not doing anything for them. We're just being there and using their house. So yeah, it's nice of them to let us stay.
So in saying that, if you are obviously like renting, almost like you're renting a space, but like they're not paying you to be there, can each individual sex worker charge something different or do they recommend you charge the same?
No, we all make our own rates. That is the whole thing. You can charge whatever you want for your extras. You're your own person. That's kind of the whole point of being an individual contractor. We all help each other. Like if there's a new girl that comes and they're like, oh, hey, like, what should I be charging for this? Or like, what do you charge for like girlfriend experience? Or like, even like some of the girls who come in and they're like, what is porn star experience? Like, should I be charging men to like watch me play with myself with my toys? We're like, fuck yes, you should be. Like, that's not something that's like that anybody will just do for free. Like, Oh, yeah. I'm just like, if a man comes into my room, I'm like, if it's direct eye contact, that's extra. Like, if you breathe in my room, that's extra. So, yeah, no, for real. Best way to explain it to a newbie. I'm just like, for real. Like, yeah. Take your pants off, that's extra. Like, no, for real. But no, like, we're there to make our money. So it's, I would never tell somebody what to charge.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, it's whatever you're comfortable with. But,
I think Jess was asking before that, do you actually like kiss your clients or is it just?
Oh, I don't.
No. Okay.
I won't do it at all. And that's even like after COVID.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of girls stopped with this whole COVID thing. With me, I've got epilepsy as well. And so with an autoimmune disorder, I'm just like, oh, fuck that. Like, yeah, I don't want to risk it ever.
Mm.
So, yeah, I would not fuck with that. But, I mean, for other people, like, you know, you are doing an insane in-depth health check.
Yeah.
Some of the guys who come in are super hot and, like, yeah, for real, they're the kind of people that I'd pick up in a club or in a pub. So, you know, it's not like I wouldn't kiss them if, you know, I was single on the outside. But at work I'm just like, no, you know, I'm just – that's not what I'm here for. I will offer still, like, you know, my girlfriend experience and stuff, and that can involve like kissing me around my neck and everything, but my face is just like a no-go kind of area. So yeah, my face is very precious to me. So I'm just like, I don't like that.
Let me save that for your boyfriend too, you know?
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. I think it can also depend like if you're in a relationship or not. Like I do know girls to change their rules whether or not they're in a relationship. For me at work, single or not, no one kisses me on the mouth.
And do you increase your rates like based on experience as well? Do some people charge a lot more because they've got more experience or they're like a certain specific thing that more people want? Like, yeah, how do you kind of pick your rates?
Some of my regulars, I will drop the price for a few of them because I've had some guys that will come and see me like, oh man, like 2-3 times a week and this will go on for like 6 months.
Wow.
Like, some of those guys I'll be like, all right, every now and again, like, you know, I'll give you this for nothing. I'll never charge them nothing for the entire time because I mean, if they're going to be in there for 4 hours, like Brandy's going to make some damn coin. But yeah, no, for real, like, you know, at the end of it, if they're just like, oh, like, can I come twice? I'm like, in 4 hours, bro, like, obviously. Like, yes,
yeah,
you can. So yeah, there are certain things that I'll be like, yeah, you don't need to tip me for that. Like, that's okay. And, actually mentioning tips, like I actually get that a lot too with some regulars and some guys who have just had a really good time. Like at the end of the night, they'll just be like, you know what? I fucking needed this. And then they'll just give me an extra 200. I really appreciate that. That's Aww. Always nice. I do like to go out of my way to, make sure that every single person I see does have a good time. Like as much as before I was like, oh, you know, you get some dickheads in and I'll be like, oh, standard service for you. I'm still going to make sure that they have a good time. I want them to remember me. I want them to come back. And regardless of whether or not they see me, I want them to come back to the house. Like, we got a house full of fucking banging hot ladies. I'm like, come back and explore. Like, fucking book me and another girl. Like, come back and let's have a party. Bring a friend. Fucking yeah, it gets fun in the house. Let's do this.
Do you guys drink alcohol? Like, do you pre-drink or anything like that? Just to help kind of, I don't know,
Some of the girls drink, some of the girls smoke weed. It depends on you and like what you need to calm you down. Like sex work, as much as we would all love it too, does not happen on rainbows and butterflies. You gotta keep yourself going. Like if we're doing a 12-hour shift, like not only is it a lot of cock to take, but it's a lot of people's emotional problems. Like these people come in and want to talk to you and it's like, oh.
What do they tell you about? Just their lives?
Everything, babe. Fucking everything.
What's the craziest thing that they've said?
I won't name names. This happened a while ago. Obviously, I'm not going to name anyone's names.
No.
But a while back, I had a guy come in who was dealing with the loss of his mother and his sister who had died in a car accident.
Jesus.
And so he came in and he was sad, but not in like a regular way. I was picking up on something, but had no idea what it was. And then later on, he told me that he was having such a hard time processing it because he felt guilty about feeling free about their deaths because they had both abused him as a child because they blamed him for the fact that his dad left because of his mental situation. He had a learning disability to the point where his mum actually tried to kill him as a child. So he was feeling really not happy that they had died because he was devastated that they never made up. He is one of the very few clients that I sat down and cried with. Like, yeah, I was shook. I was just like, oh, damn. So, like, when you have client after client after client that come in, like, when you have a night of cryers, you're exhausted. And after 12
it's like
hours,
you're a counselor.
Smoking joints. Oh, God, go. Yeah, no, for real. Like, a lot of the time when I go to therapy, I'm just like, boy, do I got some stories for you. Like, I know my counselor is going to see her counselor right after me. Like, there is no doubt about it. I know that I get talked about in my therapist sessions because, yeah, there's just no way that you couldn't. You would have to offload.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, for real. So I don't drink at work, but I rarely drink anyway. With my epilepsy, I got to be careful. Things can set me off. Like just without my knowing it. So luckily for me, I don't have tonic-clonic seizures. So I don't like black out. I don't have like the full-on fits or anything. But I will straight up have a seizure and, you know, need to go to sleep. So yeah, I tend to avoid alcohol just basically just on a day-to-day basis anyway. Like we had a bit of a Christmas thing yesterday and like, yeah, I just had two drinks and called it a night. Like I'm not a big drinker. So at work, absolutely not. I can't drink. I take medication as well, which makes me a little bit loopy and I'll have like manic episodes where I'm like pacing up and down if we're quiet for too long. Like there's a couple of us girls that do that. Like we get so hyper and we're so pumped for a good night and then it goes quiet and we'll just pace around like it's a damn prison yard. So that's exhausting. But it's also a lot of fun. Like we all have the craziest stories and we all love each other so much. Like we know each other outside of work too. So that's become a really, really sweet thing. Like yeah,
so it's fascinating.
Like I really I mean, it really is. Like when I came over here, like I said, like everything was locked down. So when I started working there, it was my only like form of social life. And now that I'm only working there like maybe two nights a week, realistically, if I wanted to go anywhere and make other friends, I could just like, you know, start a fucking hobby or join a club or do something. I could do anything realistically to make other friends. And I just don't. I just wait until I'm back at the house and see my girls. Like,
it's good that you focus on your mental health as well. Did you start like seeing a counselor and stuff with this line of work, or was that something that was already a pre-existing thing?
Oh no, pre-existing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's funny because being at the house, this is actually not just this one, but like every single sex worker I have met is definitely dealing with something. Like, I mean, we all joke that we're all insane, but for real, we actually are. But like, no, it's actually lovely because like there's just not one of us that isn't like dealing with something or we haven't coped with something in the past or like we just all understand each other on a different level. Like we can all talk to each other about everything. And yeah, no, that's what I was saying before. Like when I moved over here, it was my only form of like social life. And now like, yeah, if I wanted to, I could like join a club or something to make other friends, but instead I just wait until I go back to work and see my girls because I don't need anybody other than them. Yeah. Like they're just, yeah, they really are just all my besties. And like, I know a lot of us are just that way. Like we always joke about it, how like we were all just gonna just treat this as work and it has just become a sisterhood and now none of us want to leave and we've all got these like massive plans for the future and now we're just like, oh, guess they're on hold, like we're all just so happy, so why would we go anywhere? Which is really nice because it is actually allowing all of us. Sorry, go.
Now, do you get any like people that you like, not that you know personally, but like celebrities or like people that are well known in like Australia, do you get people like that come in that you're like, oh god?
Definitely do. Again, I really can't say because like a huge violation. But yes.
Wow.
Yes is the answer. I've met a few interesting people that have been like, this is not just here, this is also in Perth, but over here especially. Yeah
interesting.
It is. Yeah, it's really cool. And not just me either, like the other girls, like it's really cool when they come into the room and they're just like, what the fuck, like did you see who I was just with? And we're like, yeah, like what like story time, girl. Like, yeah, that's cool. Like, yeah. Especially that's when so they're cool. On for like another 4 hours afterwards and you know they just made bank. They're like, I could go home right now.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's always cool.
Oh my God. This is so good. This is so interesting. I'm like, mind is blown.
It's a lot of fun. Like, I'm definitely happy that like the stigma around sex work is finally starting to just disappear again, because like, why was it even there? Like, oh my God. I mean, like, I get kind of why in like the Victorian era when girls were diseased and, you know, Jack the Ripper, I guess, kind of gave us a bit of a bad name. that was weird. But yeah, it's just not that time anymore. Like,
I just think these things are going to happen regardless. Like, people are going to seek out sex work or like things like that regardless. So you may as well make it a comfortable and easy and like supportive environment. Otherwise, like, it's still going to happen anyway.
Oh, and I think like people like you two as well are just doing fucking God's work right now as well. Like making it a safe space to actually talk about just what I do for work. Like, it's so nice. Like, thank you guys for reaching out to me. And obviously Jess for like, just kind of like coming back into my life. Like, we met when we were 13. Crazy. But like,
I get that. We didn't talk about that in the potty.
I know you.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to like do other episodes and stuff and do whatever. Cause there's just so much. Like, I didn't, I knew that there'd be a lot to talk about, but now I'm talking about it, I'm like, fuck, there is so much we've not even begun to touch on. Like,
it's so cool. So interesting.
We'll definitely have future episodes for sure.
I would love to. I'd really, really love to. I feel like there is so much that is just misunderstood about sex work and also just not known. Like, there's so much unknown stuff about sex work. Like, I mean, even how, like, Jess, how you were saying, like, you didn't even know that, like, a health check was involved. Like, that's terrifying to think about how many people would not know that we do that. Like,
I didn't even know it was legalized. I thought it was illegal everywhere. Any type of sex work was illegal.
So the only thing that's illegal is prostitution. So like people out on the streets, like soliciting sex. Like, for example, if I was to leave the brothel and be like, hey, come on down and get some of this, like that's illegal. You can't go out there and just be like, you're not allowed to sell your body on the streets for money, which I think is definitely fine because that shit would be crazy dangerous. Just a good way to get stabbed, raped, murdered, and possibly eaten. So don't do that. Like some cannibal is going to snatch you up. Don't do that. Like when you're in a safe environment where you're looked after and you've got mad security and people doing health checks and you're like, people are signing into this building because of COVID, like you're very, very well protected. If anything goes wrong in the room, we've got the buzzer. You don't lock the door when you're in there. If we yell, someone will come into that room. Like, you're going to get 12 angry whores come running into that room and being like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that will happen. And a lot of the guys that come in just have so much respect for you as well that if one of our girls was to scream and sound like they were upset, it wouldn't only be the girls that you'd have to contest with. A lot of our regulars would go down there and be like, who the fuck is beating up on this girl? Like, we are so, so well protected. So it's actually like, thank you guys so much for like actually taking the time to do this. It's such a lovely like way to be able to just be like, I'm so proud of what I do. And like, to be able to like, I just feel like I'm just, telling the world. And also, like, if my family find out this way, this would be fucking awesome.
There should be no shame around it. Like, it's going to happen regardless. There shouldn't be any shame in that that's the career that you chose. You enjoy what you do. You make sick money. Like,
it's crazy.
As long as you're happy, why does it matter?
I know. I treat my fiance like a little boy toy. I fucking love it. He does too. I love it so much. They're surprising us with like seafood dinners.
Aww, cute. Oh,
great. I know. Well, like my mother-in-law knows that I do. Like his mum knows. I don't even have to tell her. She just figured it out. But she is a smart girl. I love that woman. So yeah, it has made me feel kind of like, oh, now I want my mom to know, like his mom knows. But yeah, it has been great having someone here to actually, like in the family, I can just talk about it. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's nice to just, aww, be like, oh man, I had a wicked night at work last night. You got a bag of peas I can sit on? Like, yeah, she's awesome.
That's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah, she's just a cool chick. Hey, I love her so much. She is so real. Oh my God. Yeah.
So
that
awesome.
Is amazing. Well, I know that my mind's already like thinking about all these other future episodes. So
yeah,
we'll definitely have you back to. On Brandy.
Yes, queens. Yes, let's do it for real. I'm so keen. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
I'm thank you so much. Forever.
My job will always be interesting. So we'll never run out of episodes.
I know, right?
Okay, I'll have a new story for you guys every week.
Oh,
I'm
you
sure.
better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, if you guys wanted to do the whole like ask a sex worker section as well, like if your viewers have any questions for me, I am so happy to answer whatever. Yeah, I can put them on video for you guys as well and do all that kind of stuff. Cause
yeah,
the amount of weird questions I get asked in a day, I'll start writing them down.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah,
they'd definitely be good for your segment. So yeah, it would be very, very interesting. It's really fun.
Oh, thanks so much, girl.
Thank you so much, Brandy. We so appreciate having you on with us.
Yeah.
We cannot wait to launch this episode. Yeah, it's going to be two parts.
I can't wait either. It's been so much fun, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I've loved it. Can't wait for next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.